If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Everything is appropriate in its own time. That means there are some things that we will say, we even know that there are just some things that are not appropriate for the time. For example, you can't take a cute little 8-year-old and dress her up like a 25-year-old. You'll say that's not appropriate. It's not her time to look like that. She should have ponytails or, you know, little pigtails and wear those plaid little skirts with the Bobby socks and the Buster Brown shoes. And she shouldn't have on any makeup and fingernail polish. She should just be as pure as she is at little 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. All right? Okay, so what he's saying here is that we know God has planted eternity into us. So every one of us that's born again, he's saying he has given us the potential to move into a dynamic realm of God. Now, here's the thing you have to realize. This is the thing about God, that if you get this, I guarantee you a better life if you understand this concept about God. He's always moving. Now, watch the devil, and please understand what I'm saying. Most of you in here brag about being on a job 20, 30, 40 years, all right? And that's okay. I understand it, okay? Economically, for credit purposes, it looks good when you can say I was at my job for 10 years or 15 years as opposed to I change a job every month, okay? I understand that. However, you must have a different spiritual mentality. It's okay to stay in one place in your job for a season, but in the spirit, you can't be content doing the same thing in the spirit realm for 20, 30 years. You can't do it because what happens is God has moved on. Now, when God moves, you become irritated if he doesn't include you. And then you hate the person he moves through. And then you begin feeling like, wow, well, why didn't you tell me? Because you don't have the capability. It doesn't mean you're a problem. It means that you don't have the capability. The life of the Christian is often depressing because we try to hold on to things that we've become comfortable with. One thing I understand more than ever, I don't have anything in common with the millennium generation. I'm not going down to their level. I'm not using their speech. I'm not using their phrases. You're not catching me saying I'm not hungry, but I'm not hungry. And that's just plain silly. Hey, you want to go get something to eat? Well, I'm hungry, but I ain't hungry. And then the other one, for real. I'm never going to text, I'm going to write out A-R-E-Y-O-U. Why? That's my generation. I'm not changing. If anybody going to change, they're going to change because they need to speak good English. All right? And people actually get on me about that. Pastor Lambert, your texts are too long. Then don't text me. That's the only way to deal with that. I am not texting shorthand. LOL. What's LOL? I don't get that. Just write out, I'm laughing out loud. And here's what's happening to us. In the world and the realm of God, we've become like the culture, but God has not changed. God has not changed his standards for holiness. Just because the world says that you can live this dubious lifestyle, God has not changed it. God has always said that his altar is supposed to be holy. And just because the world lets anybody down to their altar, God is saying, where are my people that leave my altar holy? I don't care. Just anybody ain't shouting down at my altar. There's some things that are constant. You come down here, you know, clucking like a chicken, that ain't God. We either gonna pluck you or sit you down. Ain't gonna be no hissing like a snake. If you hiss like a snake, I'm gonna come out and grab you by the tail and snap your head, because the devil sent you in here, but Bethel ain't no punk church. I want you to understand, you walk through those doors thinking you're gonna cause trouble, you getting popped. And you don't know who's sitting around you. Because the holiness of God has not changed. It has not changed. Just because the world accepts everything, we are not. I get tired of hearing, you ain't like no other bishop I know. I'm what God says I should be. God didn't tell me to prostitute my calling for money. God didn't tell me to have you acquiesce to me. God didn't tell you to tell me to let you honor me. God didn't tell me that. God said, feed my people, lead my people, be an example to them, and give me the glory. He says this, and I'm reading out of the Living Bible in verse 12. He says, so I conclude that first, there is nothing better for a man than to be happy and enjoy himself as long as he can. Why? Because the season's going to change. You never regret what you do. You regret what you don't do. He said, no, that's not true, preacher, because I got drunk the other night. I regret getting drunk. No, you regret not walking away. First thing you tell God, God, forgive me. I'm sorry, Lord. I should have walked away. That's why Joseph ran out of there when that woman grabbed him. She came on to him. Joseph didn't stay there saying, the blood of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Joseph picked up his stuff and booked. You can tell how old I am. I said booked. Ain't but about 20% of the congregation know what I'm talking about. No, matter of fact, all of y'all do, because you're in that generation. That's why you get up early to come to church. If I use that term at midday or night service, they look at me like, what? But Joseph ran out of there because he realized that the flesh is no match for its own temptation, that it cannot take it. And what is that? Seasonal adjustment. It's understanding that you can't do everything as a Christian. And not because it's sin, just because it violates you. You cannot allow yourself to be put in a position where your good is evil spoken of. And yes, as a Christian, you should care what the world says about you, because you represent Jesus. Amen. All right. So Jesus says in John 10:10, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now understand, we've been preaching this principle for pretty near a year or more, that over in that kingdom, the kingdom that you were born into is the kingdom of sight and sound. It is what you see and what you hear. Even from the psychological world, you recall, remember, 85% of what you see and hear simultaneously. And so that's why the devil tries to occupy those senses more than any others, because he knows if he can get you to see what's wrong, he knows that you will hear what's wrong. And when you hear and see what's wrong, it's difficult for you to move forward. So he fights you. He fights you in these areas of your life. And when Jesus says, I want you to live more abundantly, that word in the Greek means superabundant. It means to have more than enough. It means that you are really living as a believer should live. It's not talking about spiritually. Jesus, this is not a spiritual verse. It's not, because think about it. If Jesus knows that heaven is a quazillion times better than earth, then why not just save you, let you live a miserable existence, knowing that you're going there? Why would he say, I've come that you might have life, spiritual, but have it to the full, natural? So the question remains, why are we unhappy? And I'm not talking about situationally unhappy. There are things that happen that bring about unhappiness. You crash your car, you know, something hits you for a moment. You're unhappy. That's situationally. But I mean, why do we walk around in emotional depression? See, again, another sign. You used to sit closer to the move of God. Now you sit far away. How do you think you got there? You didn't just decide to sit there. The enemy has you seeing and hearing so much wrong stuff that you've discouraged yourself. Instead of giving God praise, you now sit on the back and judge. Now, the sovereignty of God is a lesson that Pentecostals, again, must master. If God is in control of the good, he's also in control of the bad. And nothing gets through to you unless he lets it. Young man jumps over the fence at the White House, walks around for 15 minutes before the Secret Service finds him. 15 minutes! You know how many people you can kill in 15 minutes? And even tried a door to get into the building. And the Secret Service was nowhere around. Now, I'm not arguing with those brave men and women. That's not my point. But the point that I make is the devil's always looking for a fence in your life that doesn't have a guard. Somewhere where he can get in your life and pull on doorknobs. What's that place in you right now? You know it. You know where that place is. You know where that unguarded fence is in your life. Where he can jump in and discourage you. Oh, come on. Now, you got to say, you know what, Lord? I'm not letting this thing stay unguarded. What I'm going to do is whenever I find an area that is vulnerable, susceptible to satanic desires and impulses, I'm going to fill it with praise. I'm going to fill it with praise until you put an angel over it. I'm going to keep my life so filled with praise and worship that if the devil tries to find a weak spot, he won't be able to because I've saturated my life with praise.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and betheldeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.